972-5114.
Lease Pull Ahead is here at Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City.
Hi, I'm Dan Curtis. Chrysler is doing Lease Pull Ahead for the first time ever. If your lease expires between May 1st, 2014 to August 31st of this year, Curtis Chrysler can get you out of your lease early and into a better lease now. Ram Truck Month is going on this month. Stop in and get the best deals of the year on the 2014 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Ram Crew Cab leases are great, starting at just $217 per month. This winter isn't half over yet. Stop in and see our great selection of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles. Curtis Chrysler has all-wheel drive Chargers, 300s, and Journeys, as well as four-wheel drive Rams and Jeeps. Stop on in to Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep in downtown Cass City. Visit us on the web at CurtisChryslerDodgeJeep.com or call toll-free 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
Tonight's broadcast being powered by the Blazing Speed of Thumb Sailors 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5S and 5C. You're tuned to WLW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. We saw the Cass City JV squeak out of overtime victory over the USA Patriots. John, what can we expect so far tonight for the varsity?
Well, you know, well, I'm sure the Cass City fans, as well as the team there, they're going to do a lot of hoping that they pull out a victory as well. And overtime, who cares? You know, as long as they can get the W. When you look at Cass City's season, they had been motoring around pretty well. In the first few games, they did have one blip against Harbor Beach, but who doesn't, you know, really? There was one other than another blip. We did the game, the first game of the year for WLAW, was when Bad X came in here and stole one. Other than that, you know, they've been really on a tear. And then all of a sudden, Reese came to town. And after that, it's been a drought. I'm looking at the scoring over the last few games, and basically we're having fellas on the team that are having problems getting into double figures. So scoring is going to be a big, huge factor for them tonight. And they're going to need a lot more from their dynamic duo up top, Sawyer Cuthrell and Colin Hartwick. Sawyer Cuthrell, in the last three games, has scored 7, 9, and 7. And Colin Hartwick, which we know, he's a senior. He had a little problem with getting on the court against Bad Axe. He did not play that game. But he's put up some big numbers. Only in the last three games, though, he's scored 4, 5, and 6 respectively. So scoring, that is the key, Clark.
Hey, like John Mooney said, the Redhawks saw their season start out at 3-0, lose two of their next three, but then rattle off three state victories over Marlette, Brown City, and Lakers. In that winning streak, Cass City saw their offense increase into the mid-50s, but they're currently on the three-game losing skid, having lost to Reese by 7, Vassar by 10, and most recently, Ubley on Tuesday by 15. In those three games, Cass City has only averaged 28.3 points on offense, a 28-point game, a 29-point game, and another 28-point game. If Cass City wins tonight, they would improve to 8-5 overall and improve to 2-3 in the Greater Thumb West. Tonight begins a three-game homestand against USA, Lakers, and Bay City All Saints. The last time Cass City defeated USA was last year at Cass City, February 20th, 2013, 49-42. We are 8 minutes away from tip on the WLW Sports Network. We'll continue our breakdown coverage of the game ahead of us, USA on the road at Cass City, on your home for high school basketball.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't get caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with your independent Thumb Insurance Agency representative to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Pat Stecker with Thumb Insurance. Call today for a no-obligation quote for all your insurance needs. 1-800-233-9533.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
Mark your calendars and save the date. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series is only 7 months away. Be sure to write down Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. for the Harbor Beach Game Show Series Season 4 premiere. We've played Pyramid, Win It in a Minute, Family Feud, and Card Sharks. But now it's time to introduce to our lineup, Wheel of Fortune. That's right, Card Sharks and Wheel of Fortune at this year's Harbor Beach Game Show Series. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. This one you don't want to miss. That's Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series.
You can only trust some heaters and air conditioners as far as you can throw them. But Amana brand heaters and AC units are built to last. Check out the Amana line of heaters and air conditioners at Howard's Heating and Cooling in downtown Cass City. Howard's carries the complete line of Amana products like the Twin Comfort Multi-Speed Gas Furnace. Enjoy indoor comfort that's not too hot, not too cold. It performs like two furnaces in one, an energy-efficient low-stage furnace for moderately cold days, and a heavy-duty high-stage furnace for those real chillers. And the Amana Twin Comfort Furnace is up to 95% energy efficient. Howard's Heating and Cooling also carries high-efficiency heat pumps and air conditioners. Why suffer through hot days or frigid nights when Amana brand high-efficiency heat pumps and air conditioners can consistently deliver quiet, energy-saving comfort? Amana brand products at Howard's Heating and Cooling in downtown Cass City, designed to last and last and last and last and last.
You're listening to live to WLW Sports coverage with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney from the Thumb Sailor courtside seats in Cass City, Michigan, and what's turning up to be, heating up to be a battle on the hardwood as USA is in town for Coming Home in Red Hawk Nation. We've broken down the USA Patriots, Team USA. We've broken down the Cass City Red Hawks, and now it's time for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. John Mooney, what's your thoughts for tonight's game?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I really think that things are going to change for the Cass City Red Hawks. I really think that Mason Erla and Tristan Kuntz are going to come to play, and they're going to do a little bit better on the inside. They're going to battle with Brendan Ballard. So I'm going to go ahead with a squeaker. Cass City 42, USA 40.
42-40, John Mooney is taking Cass City. That's who he's picking, not rooting for. That's key element here on broadcasting. Ryan Brown couldn't join us tonight for our broadcast, our sideline correspondent, for a majority of the games, but he did phone in his predictions hot off the Pony Express. He has USA 58, Cass City 46. So we have one for Team USA, 58-46. Ryan Brown is saying the Patriots by 12. And I'm actually going to take Cass City 44-40. A four-point game going the edge of the home team, the Red Hawk Nation. Las Vegas, though, has the area of Unionville and Sebring favored by 6 points.
They're giving big odds on that, too.
They're giving big odds. We'll see what happens. But then again, Las Vegas was completely wrong with the Super Bowl, so why can't they be wrong on this game?
That is true. You never know. That's why they play the games.
You know, of everything that went blatantly wrong with the Super Bowl, I'm still impressed they were very accurate with the over-under at 47.5. Well done, Las Vegas, at that end.
But I wonder what the kind of money was on the first play being a safety? Yeah, safety on that. I wonder what the
that
odds
a very
on that.
Good, it had to be very high.
1,000,000 to 1.
Yeah. That's something I probably wouldn't take again. I know that much. As you can tell, we're trying to stall here. We're 2.5 minutes away from tipping off this game in the Greater Thumb Conference West Division on a beautiful evening here. It's been turned out to be absolutely crazy so far. We saw a JV game go lopsided, then all of a sudden it was into overtime, and all of a sudden it was tied with 11 seconds left when Cass City squeaked one out. The freshman hitting two free throws with 11 seconds. seconds left to pull out the victory for Cass City. It's coming.